All right, well, this obviously is a big week for us, division game on the road, and it was a big win for Buffalo Sunday against Detroit, you know, down 14 on the road. You know, came back, played really well on defense, and made the plays they needed to make at the end of the game to win it. You know, change of quarterbacks is going to be a, you know, something that we're going to, glad we saw it, but, you know, obviously, you know, Orton did a real good job getting the ball down the field, 300 yards, hit a lot of different receivers. So, you know, we have a lot of respect for their running game. And their defense is playing very well, very explosive in the kicking game. So, you know, as usual, Coach Marone's done a good job. Got the team playing well, playing hard. And, you know, Jim defensively has done a real good job with making that transition. You know, they're quite different than what they were at, or what they did last year defensively. You know, but he's made that quickly in a real good defensive unit. And, you know, they're good up front. They do a good job in taking the ball away. You know, they're good. It's a good football team. So, sure that, you know, be a lot of energy in the stadium, and we'll need to be able to match that on the road.
Bill, Brandon Spikes looked over the course of his first five games.
Yeah, I mean, we know him. He's, I don't think he's changed much. Hair might be a little longer. It's about the same.
Bill, you mentioned matching it on the road. How much can the last road game experience be a good teaching point for you as an example of what happens if that is a match?
Yeah, well, we're going to have to play well. That's the bottom line, you know. We're just going to have to do a good job with our execution and that's where it's going to have to come from.
Is it simply execution, or do you believe there's an emotional aspect to when you go into an opposing?
Well, I think, you know, anytime you do well, you have positive emotions. When you don't do well, then, you know, until you do something well, it's hard to generate those. So we need to, wherever we're playing, we need to practice, home, away, whatever it is. You know, we go out there and make positive plays, we'll have energy, we'll feel good about it. We need to make those plays. They're not just going to happen on their own.
What do you see out of Casey Walker so far?
Well, you know, Casey's worked hard. He's come in here and tried to learn what to do. Spent a lot of time with Brendan and some of our veteran players. You know, Vince has spent a lot of time with him as well. So, I mean, he's working at it. We'll just, you know, hopefully build on last week. I mean, really didn't get a chance to do anything with him that first week. We signed him on Saturday or Sunday, whatever it was. But, you know, he was able to get involved a little bit last week, and we'll see if we can build on that and see where it takes us this week.
Bill, what are your thoughts on James Devlin progressing the last couple of years here at the game the
other night? You know, James is a hardworking guy. It's one of our one of the hardest working guys on the team. You know, he has a role. He works very hard at it. Works hard in the off season. Works hard in practice. And, you know, he's improved. It's really his third year here. He's improved every year. And his role's expanded a little bit. You know, I don't think he's ever, you know, going to have a, you know, the most expansive role on the team. But what he does is important, and he does it well.
You mentioned Vince has worked a lot with Casey. How helpful has he been, just the experience that he has in working with? There's a lot of younger guys in that defensive line, whether it's Chris or, you know, Zach or whoever. How helpful has he been with some of those younger guys?
Yeah, I mean, Vince is always good with that. I mean, all, you know, I think all the guys are Chandler, you know, Gerard, Hi, you know, all the guys at Rob. I mean, they all think they will work well together as a front seven, because it's all tied together, and, you know, in the defensive line room, you know, they support each other, and they try to help each other. And the guys that have more experience, you know, working with some of the other guys. But, I mean, in the end, you know, everybody's got to do their job. Obviously, Vince has, you know, had a big challenge this year himself personally. Forget about anybody else. And, you know, that's the most important thing, is for him to handle that. But at the same time, you know, he always gives us great leadership.
Bill, what are your thoughts on Tim Wright as a blocker at the tight end position? What have you noticed from him in that area of the game?
You know, he needs to like all of us, needs to keep working on that. Needs to work on his blocking. Needs to work on his in the passing game, the running game, pass protection. I mean, all of it. I mean, he's a second-year player that's really a conversion from another position in college. I mean, there's a lot of things he can work on.
How is he progressing in that area from when you first?
I mean, he works hard. Man, nobody works harder than Tim. He spends extra time in the classroom. Spends extra time on the field. Works hard on the field. I mean, he does what he, you know, as much as he can do. Is he there yet? I mean, no, but I'd say he's gaining on it, you know, steadily.
In the limited time that he's been on the field, has anything stood out to you the way the different opponents have, you know, defended him or matched up against whatever grouping you put on the field with him? Consistent, or is it?
I mean, Mike, you do those stats. You probably know better than I do. I mean, break down every play with those numbers.
It doesn't matter what I think.
No, you asked me what they've done. I mean, you know, we've depends on who he's out there with. You know,
can he be a good
I don't think there's, like, you know, I don't know. You talk to the other defensive coordinators. I don't, you know. Depends on who he's out there with. He's never out there by himself. There's another group of players out there with him, and so that grouping gets whatever grouping they want to match it with. But, you know, sometimes he's out there with Rob. Sometimes he's out there with Human. Sometimes he's out there with other receivers. Sometimes he's out there with both tight end. You know, I mean. I should be asking you that question.
Well, have you seen any impact that Peppers had on that defensive line? Anything you recognize in watching their film?
I mean, I think they're playing well. You know, I'm sure he does a good job, you know, with them. It looks very much like Jim's scheme from Detroit and from Tennessee. So, you know, but, I mean, they're obviously the group's playing well. You know, they have a very good front. They have good depth. They play a run well. They rush a passer well. So, I mean, they're obviously, you know, they're playing good techniques. And that's a credit to all of them, the players, the coaches. Jim, defensive coordinator. I mean, they're all doing a good job.
What's made them so effective stopping the run?
I mean, they got a lot of guys that are hard to block. I mean, Mario's hard to block. Kyle, Darius, Hughes done a good job for him. You know, they do a good mixture of eight-man fronts, but it's not all eight-man front, but they mix them down there, whether that's Searcy or Duke Williams coming down in the box. Linebackers, you know, all run well. I mean, they play, you know, we all know they play the ends wide. It's hard to get outside, so you have to deal with the linebackers and the inside defensive linemen. And they've, you know, they do a good job of that. Tackle well.
You mentioned back to AFC East game. What just defines this division to you when you get back into, think about the AFC East? What stands out?
Well, I mean, in order to, you know, to have success in this league, I mean, you've got to do well in your division. So it's a division game on the road. This is an opportunity for us.
Bill, the game you played against Kyle Orton years ago, do you look at that at all, or is that too far in the past? Is that game irrelevant?
I mean, I think last week's game is a lot more relevant. I mean, it's him with his receivers and their offense, so. It's not him running Josh's offense or something else. I mean, we know the player. I mean, we scouted the player. We've seen him play. We know what his strengths are. Physically, I think it's, you know, how they – what they do and how they do it in this offense. And I'm sure we'll see more going forward. I mean, it was his first game, so I can't imagine that there wouldn't be new plays or new wrinkles or – complimentary plays off of some of the things that they did last week against Detroit. I mean, I'm sure it's going to expand as they go forward with him in there. And he's a smart guy. I know he can handle, you know, the volume is not an issue with him. So I'm sure that it's just a question of, you know, reps and you know, how what the next step is for him.
What are your thoughts on Sammy Watkins?
He's been impressive, you know, big, fast, very athletic, excellent hands. I mean, a catch he had at the end of the game against Detroit was, you know, kind of Larry Fitzgerald-like, you know. It was, so, I mean, he's a tough tough guy to miss throwing the ball. I mean, he's got great catch radius and long arms, good hands, strong hands. He's big, he's fast, and so it's pretty good.
Well, they led the league in sacks last year with 55 with a new guy on the defense. Have things changed at all?
Scheme's changed a lot. I mean, it's a lot different with Pettin. You know, it's the jet scheme. So, it's a lot different.
Are you going to see as much of that? How did they generate 55 sacks last year? Was it the front? Was it voices? Was it coverage?
It was a lot of pressure. I mean, they're good play. Look, you got to block those guys no matter what defense they're in. It's just, you know, some of the same guys that are hard to block. But I would say the schemes were, you know, quite a bit different. I mean, you know, they four-man rushed last year, too. I'm not saying that, but there was a lot more pressure.
How did they use Fred Jackson's biggest pillar differently?
They really don't use him a lot differently. They do the same things. They're just different. They have different style of play. But, I mean, they both, you know, I'd say run pretty much the same runs. Catch those wide screen passes, checkdowns. And obviously the quarterbacks look for him, Manuel or Orton. They both look for him in terms of space, just getting the ball to him in space, whether it's on those wide routes or little crossing routes, checkdowns. Obviously the screens, they're the primary guy on those plays. But, you know, they can't wait to get the ball in their hands and let them go to work with it. And they're very effective in space. We've seen that through the years, but, you know, saw it last week against Detroit. And we've seen it all year. And Jackson's our second leading receiver. Spiller's got a bunch of catches, and we know how dangerous they are when they get the ball in space. They're both good in the passing game. And they're both good in blitz pickup, too. They do a good job on that. It's not, you know, they're not out every play. You can't count on them not protecting. They will protect, and, you know, obviously they got a lot of other weapons on offense, too.
Well, you had a fair amount of runs on Sunday where your running backs got to at least the linebacker level, if not beyond. Can you talk about the importance of the wide receivers blocking downfield? Not just LaFell, obviously, who's, you guys have praised him quite a bit, but the smaller guys in Edelman and Amendola then matched up on linebackers and making blocks downfield.
That's how you get big runs is running backs making guys miss the second level and getting blocks from your wide receivers. I mean, Amendola had a great block on Vereen's draw play that he – he cut backs about, I don't know, 12, 14-yard run, whatever it was. Julian's is a tough player. Brandon, I mean, those guys all go in there and block. But that's, you know, when the secondary is converging in on wherever the point of attack is in the running game, you got three or four guys converging in there. I mean, it's hard for a back to, you know, avoid all those guys. Maybe he can get an edge on one, but, you know, if they're blocked and he can run off those blocks, then that, you know, that creates good opportunity for a back at the second level. You know, Aaron made a nice block on Stevens' run when he ended up bouncing it outside. He kind of, you know, pinned the defender inside so that, you know, Ridd could get it down the sideline. So, those guys, I mean, count for a lot of extra yards when you get to that level, no question.
Final question?
Mentioned it yesterday, just that their defensive scheme is different with Jim Schwartz instead of Mike Pettin. How different is, like, the usage of the ends? I know you said, like, they play the ends wide. Mario Williams, Hughes, are they doing significantly different, playing significantly different technique than you saw last year under Pettin? And how unusual is that, if that's the case?
In Pettin's scheme, you know, their base defense was, you know, primarily over, so the defensive end was head up the tight end, and the backside end was, you know, in a five technique on the outside shoulder of the tackle, sometimes with a guy outside of him, usually with another guy outside of him, the outside linebacker, and two off-the-line linebackers. The way that Jim plays it most of the time is the ends are outside the tight end and outside the tackle wide, so it's really hard to hook them. And then they have three off-the-line linebackers, so they have a third guy, if you will, as opposed to the two off-the-line guys that they had last year in their base defense. Now, you know, nickel is similar but different, but, you know, then now it's a DB that could or couldn't be in there depending on, you know, what the formation is. And I mean, it's 7-for-6 instead of 8-for-7, or if you will, but, you know, a lot more split safety coverage. That's, you know, again, the, I mean, it's a different scheme. I'm not saying one's better than the other. They're just different. But, I mean, you know, Hughes and, I mean, Mario Williams, you could probably play him anywhere from nose to linebacker. I mean, the guy's got tremendous talent. So put him wherever you want in terms of athletic skills, and he'd probably be able to, you know, like Julius Peppers and those kind of guys. Like, there's not many of them, but they could probably play anywhere across the front, including middle linebacker, really, if, you know, you train him there. But, you know, Hughes is a good edge player, which is what Indianapolis drafted him as, and that's really where he is most of the time. But, I mean, if you go back and watch Tennessee's defenses with, you know, Van and Bosch, and, you know, it's the same line, went the same place.
That's coach.
All right, great. Thank you.